Some people like the idea of Cascadia, where you draw the lines as Mother Nature might have drawn them.
Mm. Yeah, well, I'm still trying to emancipate the Indian in my own mind and looking towards the direction of becoming a free human being.
Your exhibit, Unceded Territories, at the Museum of Anthropology really gets that point across. How did that come together?
Well, over the years, they kept on asking me, for about 8 years, people were asking me to do a show there. And I never really needed to be validated from that institution because I always called it the cultural morgue of Canada. You can measure how successfully you've exterminated the Indigenous peoples by how big their anthropology museum is. You only have to go talk to Ishai if you want to have a conversation with him and understanding what I mean.
Ishai?
Yeah.
Is?
Or the Biothics.
I don't know who they are.
They're extinct. They're completely wiped out. So
for 8 years they were after you and you finally agreed to it.
Well, you know, somebody has to say, somebody has to deal with this shit. Somebody has to say something about colonialism, about the capitalist world, about the capitalist concept in the world is failing the planet. And natives are supposed to sit on reservations as you destroy this planet. Be a good little Indian, because we have a Canadian Army. We have CSIS Canada. We have the Air Force. We have the Navy. We have the RCMP at our disposal. So, what's your problem? I'm going, you're clear-cutting this world under a colonial construct. You are creating a devastation for this planet. You are my problem. You immigrants are my problem. You're my hobby, but you're my problem. You're killing all the trees, the forest, the biosphere. For what? You know, so it's, these are, you know, red man watching white man trying to fix big hole in the sky. I didn't make that big hole. You can't blame me. You can't, you know, this is your colonial hole, not mine. And so 100 years from now, they'll be going, yeah, those damn Indians, they made that big hole in the sky. And they'll go, no. You can't use native, sorry, brown ashes for the mistakes that you've made.
And continue to make over and over.
And they go, we have a painting by Yukwueltham that says that he recorded history stating that this big hole in the sky was made by your civilization. It's like we are the world. Well, what's this fucking we shit when you have us interned on reservations? We are not the world. We are excluded from this world.
One can easily see how you would find surrealism, or as you call it, neo-surrealism, right, one of the tropes you like to lean on, or that influences your work, I should say.
Yeah, it's one of the places where I can actually say something in a real time and deal with my mind and how I dream about freedom and equality. And so it does give me the opportunity to address some of these things that... I've never surrendered anything, nor have any other Native people, but we are the caretakers of the land, and you can't just veto Aboriginal rights because you're the premier. Christy Clark just vetoes in council environmental studies for putting up dams. She just retroactively just does whatever she colonial fucking wants to. And it's really arrogant. You know, it's like, wow, that's mighty white of you. And so it's like, they're still acting like colonialists. as though we don't exist. That kind of attitude is really the negative part of this country. Why, if you're going to have us under separate citizenship and status cards and reservations and that and segregate us, what's the point? You have British Columbia Day, a national holiday, British fucking Columbia Day, for fuck's sake. Like, fuck you. The whole fucking province. This is our land. You can't name something that doesn't belong to you. So it's like, it gets really ugly. You know, it's...
Unless you rename the province.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's I'm having a fucking bad colonial day almost every fucking day of my life. This is fucking just... I was born into this mess. Treated... I'm like every other native that gets treated like shit in this country.
Yeah, but you've taken this situation and you've created some of the most amazing work that's ever been done. The painting that I saw last night, Spirit Dancer Dances Around the Fire, gigantic painting.
Yep.
And when someone looks at that and has some understanding of what inspired that, you have a spiritual experience looking at that painting.
Yes.
It's an I was there having that yesterday. It's just not every kind of art does that. Not all art that we're exposed to has that effect.
It's a rebuttal to in the fear of others. And that painting is about, I don't understand your religious beliefs, so I fear you. And then I hate the color of your skin. And then I'm going to turn you on reservations. And then I'm going to outlaw your culture. And you're going to be grateful for it. This painting is a rebuttal to all the Catholics in the world. That the Catholic Wars is I'm saying, thank you, but no thanks to the Catholic Church. And saying, I have my own religious beliefs, my own philosophies, my own reason for loving this earth. And so this painting is to show the world that I am not in favor of praying to your gods. I will pray to my own. You cannot force me anymore to pray to your Catholic Church. I'm not a Christian. I'm not a Catholic.